So we'll start off with some comments, initial introductions with Dr. Bass. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Girma. And it's really great to see this group here, young people, older people, experienced global surgeons. It's really fabulous. And this year, as president, I had a chance to visit many, many areas where the work that you all have done has been really, really important. And I think it's exciting to see our college take a very a somewhat more structured approach to assisting with the global surgical initiatives. Those of you who've spent a lifetime doing that, thank you. For those of you that are relatively new and coming in, and especially the young people who know that this world is much smaller than it used to be, it's really, really gratifying to see. Next year, we'll get a bigger room for this program. Okay, Girma? And thank you, Dave, for facilitating the participation of our college in these, in a much more financial as well as other structured way. It's really been a great opportunity for the college, I believe. But we have somebody next who really knows the walk very well and who also has been a leader in forming, along with Dr. Farah and others, the new initiative that's kind of a prototype model, still in evolution, but I think a really exciting program in collaboration with our partnership with COSEXA, the College of Surgeons of East, Central, and South Africa. So I'd like to ask Dr. Joe Sacrin to come forward, trauma surgeon from Hopkins, well known to many of you and of us, and to tell us about this concept program, please.
Well, good afternoon. So first, let me just say first that before Dr. Hoy, you walk out, he's spread so thin. But I just want to say that over the past 3 years since Dr. Tefera has taken over, and under the tutelage of Dr. Patricia Turner and the rest of the leadership, Dr. Hoyt has been really, I think, integral into ensuring that this moves forward both on the domestic and on the global side. And I'm just, couldn't be more grateful to have an executive director of the House of Surgery that realizes the importance of these type of programs and understands the vision, not just, the vision of a year from now or 10 years from now, but the vision 100 years from now. And I think that should be commended. Thank you very much. It's great to hear a lot of the domestic stuff that's going on, and I know Dr. Lechman has been working hard over the past year, and I think that's important to remember that the domestic piece is part of what we do here in OGB, and that was really important to Dr. Tefera when he came on as a leader. We're going to switch gears and talk about the global piece, and I think as many of you in here can probably recognize that there's so much interest that exists around the country and around the world to have some of these partnerships. But the reality is that for many years, a lot of us have been doing things really in silos and not working together hand in hand. And I think that in the global world that we live in and the interconnectedness that exists, we understand how important that is, especially if we're gonna have sustainability. And so when Dr. Tefera came on as medical director of OGB, he was really asking, I think, a few very important questions in order to ensure that this process was very thoughtful. One of the first questions was, what are the actual goals and objectives that we're trying to achieve by developing a global surgery program?
This is a demonstration of why our
what cast. Are the different multidisciplinary partnerships that we need? And what about resources? What is going to be required in order for us to really develop an infrastructure that is sustainable, and is it going to be financially feasible? And so in thinking about this, we realized with all the interest across the country, we really needed to bring folks together under the umbrella of the college with other partners in order to develop long-term sustainable interventions that allowed for capacity building, that ensured we had structured opportunities for our trainees, that opened up these bi-directional collaborations that are so critical, and that really ensured that we were delivering high quality care, the same care that any one of us would expect here at home. And so we explored a lot of different possibilities. And the idea was, within this pilot program that you're gonna hear about here, it really involves a lot of different bodies. It involves numerous other organizations. It involved discussions with certification bodies. It involved, you know, talking to all the different medical centers across the U.S. And perhaps most importantly, it involved finding a community that was going to be the right partner, and that what we were really, our values had to be aligned. And so this took a lot of work. And some of the things that we thought about from a medical center perspective is that we had to have numerous medical centers to ensure that we were having continuity of care. So this wasn't just a one-month thing. This is a thing that we're doing every day, day in and day out. I mentioned a little bit the structured type of training paradigm that we wanted to ensure. As many of the young people in here know, and I consider myself one of those young people, there is so much interest in doing work in what I call resource-poor settings, right? Whether that's here at home or abroad. But we have to make sure that we go beyond medical tourism and we focus on the structured opportunities that allow our trainees to learn appropriately in a safe manner and provide care, again, that would be just as high quality as they would here in the US. And we've seen some great articles that really talk about how do we do this in a way that ensures all those aspects. Part of that was bringing in initially some of these different certifying bodies so we could talk to them and make sure that they were on board. And again, we'll talk a little bit about that. So I want to take you through kind of this whole process, because it's really been over the past 3 years that Dr. Tafera has been leading this effort. And it started really just with initial discussions about the partnership back in 2015 and 2016. Even I remember when Dr. Tafera was interviewing, we were having some of these discussions before he actually got the position. He had that vision. And in 2016, in February of 2016, is when we really got support from the Board of Regents about this global engagement. And this is thanks to many people in the room here, especially our past president, Dr. Barbara Bass, who really helped lead the effort with Dr. Neumeier and other folks to really ensure that we were all getting behind this and speaking the same language. And Sub-Saharan Africa was chosen for primarily the reason that it's one of the areas that has some of the greatest needs. After that step, we went on to really do a number of preliminary site visits and determine what are the actual needs that are going to be required in order for us to be successful. And one of the things that we did is we began partnering with COSEXA. So for those that might not be familiar with COSEXA, it's a College of Surgeons of East Central and Southern Africa that really represents 12 countries, over 400 million people, over 2,000 surgeons, and involves training and certifying surgeons all across those regions with currently nearly 100 approved surgical training sites. And they've really been a phenomenal partner. When we established that partnership, the next step that we took was sending out surveys that were distributed to 31 potential sites. So these are 31 sites that we felt would be potentially appropriate partners. We had 16 responses, and with the help of Dr. Andre Ford and the rest of the global committee, we really narrowed that down to two final areas. During the Clinical Congress of 2017, we brought a number of different institutes together all across the country. In fact, it was 55 programs that actually participated in this meeting to have this discussion. And after that meeting and after other discussions, we really came to the final solution where we felt that Hawassa was going to be the best choice to partner this initial relationship, which is essentially a proof of concept to see if this actually will work. A little bit about Hawassa University, right? It's in Ethiopia. It's about a 4-hour drive from Addis. And the School of Medicine has been around since 1996. And then it actually became part of the university in 2003. And it's really a tremendous referral center for a region of over 20 million people. It has nearly 500 hospital beds with about 50 general surgery beds and admits about 11,000 people annually with over 120,000 outpatient visits. So after we reached that center that we were going to participate in, we started then reaching out to U.S. centers to see, okay, the folks that are already doing stuff within global surgery, like who wants to partner with us? And the response really was tremendous. And so in July of this past year, Dr. Tefera brought together at the headquarters for the American College of Surgeons in Chicago, folks from HWASA, folks from the ACS leadership, CASEXA, and 14 US-based institutes. And really we discussed a number of different things. I'll talk a little bit about those in a second. Next steps for us right now is really we're going to have a final site visit in December, and the program is actually rolling out in January of 2019, so in a couple months. You can see here that we had 13 of the 14 programs that were present in July sign on to participate, and you can see them listed here. This was really, I think, a tremendous couple days where we really were starting to hash out some of the details. And obviously, this is still, the initial processes. But some of the goals and objectives that we found are, number one, we want to focus on training and education, right? Figuring out how do we get that training among the trainees? How do we develop better curriculums that are appropriate to the area that we're working in, and how do we develop strategies to standardize some of these training aspects? The second piece was a clinical piece, which really, focused on how are we going to deliver the surgical care, and how are we going to ensure that we develop systems that are sustainable? The third piece was quality, so trying to figure out, okay, what are the best platforms to use, what indicators should we be focusing on, and determining how are we going to establish what's going to be the most meaningful. And then the last piece is a research piece, which is really, trying to develop those collaborations to figure out how do we start developing that evidence-based data that is so critical in some of these resource-poor areas in order for us to tailor appropriate solutions and to help kind of move that needle forward. I think the reality of this, and those that have been participating, know that everyone has to be invested. The college has to be invested, the community has to be invested, the medical centers and the certifying bodies. This is not going to be done based off of just one person, one institute. In order for us to ensure that we have this piece of sustainability and capacity building, it really requires all of us to put our best foot forward. So I think, looking forward, we're obviously getting ready to start this program, and Dr. Tefera is going to talk a little bit more about that. But this is just the beginning. A lot of people ask us, well, why Africa? Why only one center? What we're trying to do is we're trying to ensure that we get this concept correct, and then we can figure out how do we expand that, both from a location perspective, both from a specialty perspective. How do we develop those infrastructures of research? How do we bring in potentially external funding? And how do we utilize and capitalize on innovative solutions that are very potentially useful in resource-poor settings? I just want to show you a quick, I think it's on the desktop, just a quick video and I'll be done. Hope you don't mind, Dr. Tefera.
My name is Girma Tefera. I'm a surgeon working at the University of Wisconsin. I'm a vascular surgeon, a professor of surgery at the medical school. I am also the medical director for Operation Giving Back, a program here at the American College of Surgeons. The program Operation Giving Back is a program that was created about 12 or so years ago to support the humanitarian missions that fellows of the college are doing across the globe. It is a program that was created to become a resource center to support them, primarily trying to identify places where surgeons that are fellows of the American College of Surgery could go to provide volunteer work anywhere in the world, including, of course, in our backyard. So
surgery is needed everywhere. The program got started because back in 2004, the Committee on Socioeconomic Issues here at the American College of Surgeons found out that there was a lot of volunteerism happening and going on.
The reality is he's standing right behind me, so he's going to tell you everything he needs to send of the video. But thank you very much for everyone that's been part of this. Thanks to all the leadership. And we are, I just think it's important to say that we want to hear from all of you out there. You guys have so much, ideas, and you bring so much value to this organization. So please feel free to reach out to any one of us to really help us make this better. This is just the beginning, and we look forward to collaborating and working with all of you. Thank you very much.